Welcome, guys, to today's Encore show. This is from July of 2021, and we're getting into a wonderful week starting tomorrow. I think we're going to have more on Marcy Bell and this idea that she was grunting like a walker, like she was a part of a herd.
Yeah, like for the undead.
All right, well, let's not be so graphic. Graphic? That's how you guys were, Phil. Well, that's tomorrow, but coming up today, anyway, is our encore show from the 2nd of July last year, All Things Tour de France, with Jackson Armstrong and Jay Santos. Remember last year, the Tour de France? It was pretty cool. I got into it. I don't know about anybody else, but then I did ride.
You didn't ride competitively.
No, but I wore the tight shorts and the hat.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You had the tight shorts and it showed everything.
Why have you prohibited me from belting him?
Because we just
have. Let's do the show and we can talk later on, bud, if you want, about my tight shorts.
Yeah, no kidding. What? What are you trying to say?
Nothing, man. Nothing. I'm just quoting you. Here we go, folks, from July 2nd, 2021, the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. On Podcast One and associated podcast directories at philhenryshow.com.
Thank you, Mr. Big Voice.
You're welcome.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman. Robert Letter's on assignment.
That's right, he's on assignment. What are you guys looking at me for? Anyway, welcome to the program. He's on assignment. He's got some stuff he's doing for me. Don't worry about it. Welcome to the program.
Well, at some point, you want to tell us what that is.
Maybe. Maybe I will. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And I had come across something on Facebook. One of the things that I haven't talked about enough.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, talk. Oh, my God, Mr. Henry. You're not going to talk about it again, are you?
What do you mean, talk about it again?
Phil, we know. You got suspended from Facebook. We know.
You know, and you know, and you know. But you know what? I don't think the audience really, maybe they don't care, but I care enough about me being suspended from Facebook to let them know about
how you got suspended.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Phil.
Yes.
Well, you guys can't even master the English.
Yeah, you can't even say English. He goes, English.
Oh, man, do I want to kick somebody's ass.
Why don't you step up to the plate right here, big guy?
Don't worry about it, Margaret. Someday I may be tempted.
Oh, my God, you'd hit a woman.
Well,
what's that mean, well?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
So, as I was attempting to say, we were suspended on, and I say we in the sense that it sounds egotistical when you say I, me. We were suspended.
You almost said was.
No, I didn't almost say was. Why don't you just give me a break?
All right, everybody shut up and let him say whatever it is he's going to say, even though I don't know, you know,
if it's going to be interesting or not.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Here it is. Ready, set, bam. So I was suspended. We were suspended. It was suspended on June 4th of this year from Facebook because I said something naughty to somebody. It was back in the freewheeling days of Facebook when they weren't busting you for every time you lit into somebody for being a moron, right? And I did, and they discovered it. Their algorithms or their, you know, secret police or the thought police, whoever they are. And it's fine. It's their company. I get it. I understand. You'll notice that I don't sit here and say, let's get ready to get off of Facebook.
Well, you know something? That wouldn't be a bad campaign to mount. Everyone leave Facebook.
Oh, yeah, sure. Margaret, that would you know what the effect you'd have? A ripple in a you-know-what bowl.
Oh, I see. I've got new influence, huh?
No, not that, but I mean,
it ain't that, Margaret. It's like nobody is going to listen to us, even if we were the biggest name in media, like
Bill Maher.
Okay, Bill Maher. Yeah, okay, Bill Maher. All right,
how about Britney?
Britney Spears? Are you kidding? Her father runs her bank account.
Let's just say if I was the biggest guy in the business, and we don't know what the guy's name is yet, we'll figure it out. Even if I was that guy, I could come on here and say, everybody, let's split from Facebook and go to some other platform, and it wouldn't have any effect at all, man. That's how powerful Facebook is. Billions of users all over the world. Nor would I even attempt to do it, okay? They kicked my ass off their platform for a month. I can't access any of my, well, like, there's some stuff I can do.
Well, you can delete people. There's
some stuff I can do, but I can't post. So, you know, that's where it's at. And so every now and again, like, well, every day at least, I go over and I check out Facebook and see, well, what the hell's going on? And I try to see what people are saying. And, you know, so I make a mental note.
Make a mental note that when you do get back on Facebook, you'll say, thanks, Biff, for that nice comment.
Jeez. Yeah. Are you kidding or something?
I didn't say that, did I?
Well, he was just taking a wild guess.
Well, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is what I am saying is I make a mental note that, you know, people are engaging and so on and so forth. So, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Talk about Rick and Morty.
Yeah. So I saw this thing that said Warner Music had partially muted a video that I'd posted 2 years ago. 2 years ago, this video was posted, and Warner Music muted it because of a copyright claim. Now, be very, very clear when I say this to you. I understand I am very, very big on protecting copyright. I am very, very active and aggressive in protecting my copyright, and we have our stuff pirated all over the place sometimes. So I get that, and that's fine. I've got no problem with that. But my question was...
This was the Rick and Morty boat party.
Exactly. I was on a boat. See, the video wasn't me playing music. It was me on this boat in San Diego Harbor for the Rick and Morty party. And I happened to have my phone. And what I was doing is I was doing a Facebook Live. Some of you guys who are BSPs and were following me on the BSPs and More page, I did a Facebook Live that night of... what was happening, and there was a water show.
No, it was really very interesting what Phil was videoing and sending back via Facebook.
Never mind.
Don't tell me to pick it up, Bud, or I'll pick you up.
Call me Bub.
That's the fifth time you've called him Bub.
I called him Bud, and the thing I'll pick up is that, pointing to you.
Me?
Yes, and I'll throw it, you, him, Bud, through that there window. Understand? Three floors up.
Ms. Great.
Three floors up!
All right, Margaret, we get it.
I don't like it when people interrupt me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Phil was on the Rick and Morty party boat and was videoing a water show of some sort. What are you looking at now?
Well, God, just wanted to say water show?
What?
Hey, Dickman, remember what I said about me beating you up so good no one would ever have to do it again?
All right.
Hey, Bud, you know, I get it. Everything's a joke with you. Stop it, or I'm going to throw you the hell out of here and you'll never get back.
She said water show.
So she said water show, man.
He said, you know what he wants? He wants that to be like, ooh, water sports, right?
I think that's it, yeah. All right.
Well.
No, Bud, no Wells. You know exactly what you're doing. Stop doing it. Otherwise, I'll let the general work you over, then I'll throw you myself out into the street, and I'll take your bike, your motorcycle, your beloved motorcycle.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't.
I will. I'll push it into the ocean.
No, you wouldn't, Mr. Henry.
I'm kidding. Go ahead, Margaret.
What part are you kidding about?
Go ahead, Margaret.
All right, so anyway, Phil was at this party boat, Rick and Morty party boat. And what was happening was there was this water show, these sort of flying men or something, right?
Well, what it was is these guys were airborne by way of this sort of a jetpack that was pushing water from the bay out of this jetpack, and that's how they were flying around.
Right. Go ahead.
So anyway, as they were doing that, there was music being played, Phil.
Yeah, so there was music being played that I had no control over. And of course, as this show was going on, and I was videoing it, and sending it over Facebook Live, it was being received by people. Now, 2 years later, we got this notice that said, and Bud, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw the notice, and it said, you know, there's a copyright claim against it, and it's partially, you know, muted and everything. So naturally, I got on a horn with Bob Obey, and...
Who's Bob Obey?
He's a guy at Facebook that I know. And I said, what gives? I mean, what's this about? Mr. Henry, he posts videos and everything. There's no music. And Obey said to me, but there was music. It was at the party, you know.
Yeah, but why is it, how is it that how can they really reasonably make that a copyright claim on that?
Because it was a private party intended for the use and descriptions of Major League Baseball.
I understand what Bud's trying to say. He's saying,
I can do it. I'm trying to, well, you do it.
He's saying that the... No, you do it.
I'm saying...
You're saying that the... I'll do it. He's saying that the music was for the entertainment of the people at the party and not necessarily to be redirected, rebroadcast, or other descriptions and accounts of the game without the express written consent. Will you knock it off with the Major League Baseball copyright claim? Sorry, but same thing.
Exactly. So, yeah, okay, I can dig it. I understand that this was, they had no problem with the music being played at the party, but Phil Hendry had to rebroadcast it. So, 2 years later...
Well, this is the thing that a lot of people are having a hard time with.
2 years later, the video's taken down.
Well, a lot of people are saying this is, I think you the way you'd put it, but this is funk of a thousand, it's the funk of a thousand years.
Yeah, it's the funk of a thousand years. And
what does that mean?
It means it stinks like it's been something rotting for a thousand years.
Yeah.
And funk of a thousand years.
Anyway,
so, yeah, and people are going, what? You know, I mean, I posted 2 years ago, and all of a sudden, here comes the thought police and everything.
All right, so I'm okay with all of that, man, but I just wanted to make note of how goofy it was that I get this copyright claim. Yeah, okay, it was music being played, at a party. Nobody on the boat had a problem with me doing a Facebook Live. Everybody was all good with that, and it was fun. I was on that boat for about an hour.
You got off it early, didn't you?
I did, and I'll tell you why. Not because I wasn't enjoying myself, but because I found out that the boat would be out for like 4 or 5 hours, and I had another engagement, let's say.
What did Jackie think about that?
This is before I was hanging out with Jackie, okay, Big Mouth?
Oh, okay. God, I just want to know.
And it wasn't with a chick. It was just another party that I was going to. So I was on this boat, and they go, yeah, well, we're going to be out here for about 4 hours. I'm thinking, uh-oh. Because, man, that means like 2 a.m. because we got on this thing at 10. But the guy said to me, I'm standing next to this dude who's, this cat who was with the company, with Rick and Morty, said, well, but we are going to dock in an hour to pick some people up over there. And that's exactly what we did. And when we docked,
then you got off.
Yeah.
And what did you guys dock near some big aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Where the boat let us off was, next to some big aircraft carrier in San Diego Harbor. I'm not familiar with San Diego Harbor Bay per se. I know that the Navy obviously is there. There's a lot of private craft there. Obviously, the Navy, wherever the Navy is parked, you don't have cabin cruisers, I don't think. But and I couldn't find my way around. I don't know what the hell that is. It Coronado or something like that? But I couldn't find my way around San Diego Harbor to save my ass. But we got off the boat, and this big aircraft carrier is there. And I'm standing, looking at this thing, and going, "Wow, look at that!" And this dude is next to me saying, "Yeah, when we were in Boy Scouts, that we spent the night on that." And I went, that's great. Can I get off now? And
he didn't, did he?
Yeah, it was a nice guy, but apparently his Boy Scout troop, or whatever it was, spent the night on the deck of this aircraft carrier as a part of a
field trip. Yes, people do that, Phil. A lot of mothers organize those things. Your mother was a Cub Scout den mother, wasn't she?
Really, Mr. Andy? Your mom was a den mother?
Yes, she was.
All right, so don't start making fun of people.
He's not making fun. Just saying, you know, at that age, you'd probably rather be spending...
No, I mean, I get it. I understand. I just... I thought it was a kooky thing for the cat to say. Never mind. It was fine.
But that's not why you brought all this up. You brought it up to say that Warner Brothers had taken down the music that you had posted and made you look like a horse's back end in so doing, correct?
No, not correct at all.
Well, then what did I get wrong?
I'm just saying it was weird 2 years later because... My point is this algorithm thing, and I don't even know what the hell an algorithm is. I'm the last guy to know any of this stuff, and I guess I sound like a typical older guy when I say that, but, you know, I keep up the best way I can. But, you know, obviously there are certain phrases, there are certain things that the computer, the mother-father computer at Facebook headquarters in the bowels of the earth in Omaha, wherever the hell they're located.
What?
I don't know where they're at. Where is Facebook?
I don't know. What do you mean, where is Facebook?
Where's their headquarters?
I think it's the Bay Area. I think it's in Silicon Valley.
So anyway, whatever they do, man, they locked into this video and took it down. So that's my big Facebook news.
Hey! I hope we've gotten to the end of that.
Yes, we have. Thank you very much. All right, folks, coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show today, we're going to have a report from Jackson Armstrong, on the Tour de France. And the goings-ons there, it's been goofy. They've had
a lot of accidents.
Yeah, they've had a couple of pileups in that thing.
Right, we talked a little bit about it with the Dooleys the day before yesterday, and it just sidetracked into who wears tight pants. Oh, man.
Yeah, so coming up is going to be Jackson Armstrong.
Man, the cat can't even say Jack.
I didn't know if it was Jackson or Jack.
He likes Jackson.
Jackson Armstrong with the Tour de France. God, man.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, brought to you by Buckerson's. Wearing animal hides can be exciting for any young woman. So if you're a guy looking for an exciting social life, wear an animal hide, buckskin, cowhide, pig leather. Yes, Buckerson's specializes in the tough-looking, fringy, alluring, and exciting animal wear.
Wear a hide. Make her love you today from
Buckerson's in the Southerby Mall.
Wear a hide.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, bud.
Yeah, I got Jack Armstrong on the line. Jack is actually at the gym. He's at Rockby's Gym there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to talk about the Tour de France. Jack, I know you've been watching on TV and everything. What's your impression of it?
Right, bud, thanks a lot. I think that the Tour de France has been, as Phil very rightfully mentioned, has had a little bit of everything in it. And you see these riders from all over the world taking off on very expensive pieces of equipment, these bicycles. Excuse me, but I still have Steve Dooley in my head, Phil.
Yeah, bicycle.
Right. But it's a funny, it's interesting how the word bicycle can get stuck in your head.
Let me ask something for a minute. Jack, you're at the gym?
Yes, I am. I'm over it because just watching the Tour de France and looking at the great shape that so many of these riders are in, you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, might be time for me to hit the gym. So it literally is what the inspiration for me to come to the gym and to sit here and to try to work on the pecs and work on the thighs and the inner thighs and things like that.
Jack, it's Margaret. So we have noted, as you have, that there were quite a few crashes. But nonetheless, some of the riders are emerging and some are doing very well.
Yes, the good riders are emerging. This young man, McIntosh or McTavish, from England, just won the stage today, which was the sixth stage. But overall, it's Vanderpool who has the yellow jersey. It's Vanderpool, and the reason why I see the yellow jersey, the guy that's is leading it, he wears the yellow jersey. The other thing, you said, what did you just say?
You're talking about the crashes.
Yes, the number of crashes.
Yes, that's right. First of all, what happened was, excuse me for a minute. First of all, what happened was that at the beginning of the race, or at some point at the first stage, some woman stuck a sign out in front of the riders that said something like, in French, it said, "Hey, Grandma, hey, Grandpa, you know, hi, I don't know what they were trying to do," but she did. And then the next thing you saw, all of the riders ran into the sign. And it crashed, and 5, 6, 7 riders went down.
Yeah, you know, we saw that, Jack, on the news, and she looked like she was looking away from the riders, like her back was to them. They were riding toward her, and she just stuck that sign out without thinking. Is there any control over the spectators?
No, there's no control over spectators. Any of the people that are standing on the side of the Tour de France can walk out if they... I'm not saying they can. They're going to get into trouble if they do. But there's no barriers. And when you look at them, and this was the thing that I felt most curious about, because I will look at them, and if I was one of the riders, it would be very irritating to be trying to try as hard as you can and try as hard as you can, and you're pushing the pedals and pushing the pedals, and there's people coming up to you and going, "Hi," and I felt like I wanted to just punch a wall, you know, when I was looking at that.
What were you? You were identified with the riders?
Yes, I was, General. I felt like if I was one of those riders, I would stop my bike and get off and just go into the crowd and just, I don't want to say.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to get you angry. You sound a little bit like Jay Santos does occasionally or Dr. Jim Sandler does occasionally when he's getting emotional about a particular topic.
I'm not getting emotional, but I got to tell you something. There's the guy's name. His name, what did I call him? McTavish? His name is Cavendish. And
you got his name right.
Okay, sir, thank you. But yeah, you know, if I was a writer and I'm trying and people come out and go, hi, I feel I need to say this, that I would want to, if I had a gun, I would want to shoot them, like, through one eye.
Oh, my God. That kind of commentary we don't need.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, Jack. But moving along.
Well, you asked me how I felt about it, and that's why I'm at the gym tonight, because not only do I see these writers that are in such good shape, but I had to come over here and work out some of this angst, because if I'm on that bike and someone has a sign that says, hi, Grandma, hi, Grandpa, I'd want to... Gosh.
All right. We get it. Jesus, you sound like you're... You're a little wound up with that.
No, I'm okay. But here, I want to get on the arm machine here, Phil. And maybe this illustrates how I feel about people that go out onto the course at the Tour de France and just go, hi, I want to be on TV. I want for people to see me. And the rider runs into them, and you want to just lift it here. I'm going to lift this weight.
Now, what did you just do, man? Are you using the shoulder machine?
Yes, I just lifted about, how many pounds was that? Stoogie, how many pounds was that?
I think it was five.
5 pounds.
5 pounds? Are you kidding me? And that caused you that kind of exertion?
You know something? Hey, General, I'm not...
I know, you're not in the greatest of shape right now.
No, I'm not, but that's how I wanted you to hear how I feel.
That really affected you, watching those guys go down. Now, there was only one instance that you could say those crashes were caused, though, by people in the crowd. The other crashes were simply the riders were bunched in too tight, right?
Well, I would say, yeah, that the second part of that, Phil, is exactly what you said. Because if you saw the Tour de France, especially, they had these aerial shots of the riders, and they were crammed. I don't know how many there was. I tried to count, but how do you count? So when they did the overhead shot, I would try to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and they would cut away before you could count them all. But I would say, based upon the fact that I was able to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then they would, I'd say probably 30 or 40 riders crammed into a small area. And I looked at that and I thought, what are these race organizers thinking about to cram them in? And you want to just...
Well, why don't you show us how you feel by working the leg machine?
Okay, here's the... This is my... And I know you guys are laughing. And
no, I mean, if you're feeling emotional about how the race organizers have butchered this up or how the spectators have been interfering, go ahead.
This is how I feel. Let me use the leg machine here. How many pounds of dust, though?
Probably about 10, I don't know, 10 or 9.
This is 9 pounds.
You know, when you finally get into some shape over there, Jack, you let us know.
Hey, General, you know, I did not spend my life as you have going out and PTing. You know how you PT, you know?
Yeah, physical training. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, here I am in the leg machine. Did I do it?
No, you didn't. You barely lifted the weight.
I didn't even lift the weight then, but I got to do something.
You're very affected by this, and this again reminds me of, who was it, Dr. Sadler?
Dr. Sadler, I think, gets very emotional. No, I think it was Jay Santos. You're right. He gets very emotional when he thinks about beating up people that are breaking the law.
Yeah. Sadler, thank God he's not a cop, because I can tell you, or Santos, whoever it is.
It's Jay Sadler. I mean, it's Thompson.
It's Jay Santos. Jim Sadler's the doctor.
That's it, yeah, Jay Santos. I identify with him when he feels like he wants to just break something in half over a man's head. And I wanted to, if I was one of those cyclists and that lady came out and she came out onto the course, you know, and she made all those men fall, and they fell, and people got injured, I would take my bike, I would take my bicycle, and I would take the frame, and I would just bend it over here.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Jack. You know, I don't know what happened to our show, but we get every mental case known to mortal man.
I know, but I held it together as long as I could, Mr. Henry. But I...
We understand you're very emotional about this the series of crashes they've had at the Tour de France, but breaking the frame of a bicycle over the head of an older woman...
I don't know. Older. No, the sign said, hi, Grandma, Grandpa. I don't know how old the lady was.
Well, she did look to be a bit middle-aged. I think it's a bit much, but we thank you very much, Jack. Jack Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, one more. Here's one more. This is how I feel when I think of the race organizers cramming 30 riders into one lane.
Yeah. How many pounds?
3. So that's Jack Armstrong reporting from Bundy's Gym here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Back to Phil Henry.
That's Jack Armstrong.
Yeah, a real sports reporter.
Well, I, you know,
but he liked to use him for the color commentary.
What color commentary, for God's sake? This guy takes things... You know, if you're a reporter, you can't take things that personally.
That is true, Phil.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. First of all, he's not really a reporter. He's a commentator, okay? That's why we got the cat. He commentates, baby. Huh?
Oh, he commentates.
You got it. And when you're the commentator, man, you're the cat that, you know, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? He's given us his impressions, his opinions. Jack Armstrong is a whack job. Now, the guy that shouldn't be giving us impressions or opinions and it'll be a little bit more scientific is Jay Santos. And when he comes on and he talks about wanting to beat people up, you know.
I get Jay Santos on the phone.
Well, it might be interesting to see how he'd handle that.
Get him on. Jesus H. Christ. We'll be right back.
Hey, Phil, that's the Lord's name.
I'm sorry. I apologize, folks. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos now is going to show us. How emotional he gets when he sees the Tour de France.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Hey, folks, this is Jay Santos. In advance of me appearing on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, let me just say it'd be fantastic if you get a backstage pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, because he has 45,000 hours of archive radio, as well as his digital cast, netcast, and different things like video media and so forth. And all of that for a month subscription of under $10, or you can get a year subscription. I think it's under $80. It's a value. It's a value that you'll never forget.
Get a subscription today to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
I'm Jay Santos.
And now back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. I'm General Galen Shaw. All right, General, thanks a lot, and welcome, folks, back to the program here. So, I think we've got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wanted to bring Jay on because he's famously emotional when it comes to certain aspects of the law, as well as the breaking of the law. Jay, good to have you with us. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Phil. Bud told me a little bit why you want to have me on, and in good fun. So, sure, I'm happy to comment on Tour de France.
Have you been watching it?
I've watched a little bit of it. Yeah, I have.
What's your impression?
Well, I think that for the most part, it's been very exciting. I know that you're talking a lot about it because you used to. I've heard a lot of people say bicycle. I'm not sure what the correct pronunciation is.
Well, we favor bicycle.
Bicycle is the correct pronunciation, Jay.
Okay. It's a little difficult to remember that one, but I know that you used to bicycle.
Bicycle. Does nobody know how to say the word bicycle?
Does nobody know how to say...
No, Jay, the pronunciation is bicycle. I don't know why it is. We've got people saying bicycle.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. What I was going to say is, I know that Phil used to bicycle in around China, and not around China, but you did bicycle over there, right, Phil?
Yeah, I did, but I was not I don't want anybody thinking I was a competitive cyclist. I never was. I did a lot of cross country crap like that. Not a lot. I just did it in China, and I biked around L.A. I mean, when I was in my 30s, that's what I was doing.
Right. So you probably have a better, the reason why I bring that up is you probably have a better handle on it than I do. Now, I do know that in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we do enforce from time to time the bicycle. There I go. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Pronounce it any way you want.
Well, I'm sorry. I want to do it good.
Any way you want to pronounce it, go ahead.
So, in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, now I'm self-conscious about it.
Well, it is bicycle, but I guess bicycle.
Yeah, if you want to do bicycle.
I favor bicycle, too, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all more reason for me to learn how to say, man, that's a tough one. Bicycle.
Yeah, I never thought it was that tough, but okay.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm not a professional broadcaster, and it's not something that I do in a professional way. I'm a law enforcement officer, okay? I'm not on the radio going, hey, you know, buy a candy bar or something. Anyway, so... are you having a hard time breathing?
No, go ahead.
So I was watching the Tour de France, and my mind goes to, are they maintaining proper distancing? What are the bicycle laws or the bicycle laws in France, and are they adhering to those? And by just from the standpoint of being a law enforcement officer in the United States of America, it's very clear to me that there are a lot of very dangerous habits that these bicyclists are engaged in, and I think that is probably what's the most dangerous thing I'm seeing.
Well, for instance, what are you seeing? I mean, the you know, whoever it was we just had on, I forget.
Jackson Armstrong. Oh my God,
yeah, Jack Armstrong. Did you listen to that segment?
I did not. No.
Jack pointed out. He pointed out that there was not a lot of space. At least in a couple of places during that preceding leg, not today's, but yesterday, there was very little room, and they had a lot of riders crammed in there.
I saw that. I did. I also saw, as you did, and as Jackson Armstrong might have pointed out, that there were spectators that were on the course, and that
we were speculating. That's one of the reasons why I brought you on, Jay, that would make you feel emotional.
You know what? And you're absolutely right. Well, you know me only too well, General.
Well, you have been emotional in the past talking about certain kinds of law breaking.
I do, and I apologize. I don't like being emotional, but there are some things that can get me to... Yeah, hold on for a minute. Sarbane. Who is it? No, I can't take the call. Tell him to drop dead. Dead.
Jay, we can hear that.
Oh, sorry. So when I was watching Tour de France, and I'm seeing these bicyclists, when I'm seeing these men on the bicycles, excuse me, I just sneezed.
Phil's laughing.
Yeah, no, I know he's laughing. I know. I've come to expect that.
Well, what is it with you guys? Bicycle, man. Bicycle, not bicycle.
Okay, Phil, if you want to talk to me like I'm something that you just peeled out of the crotch of your underwear.
No.
No. Hold on. What's he want?
I want to know, do you want a milkshake?
I want a chocolate milkshake, yeah. Give me the phone. So,
yeah, you got some important business going on there, Jay, huh?
I'm having a milkshake for a while. Oh, my God, I can't even have a milkshake?
It's okay.
It's okay. I know you're laughing, and that's fine. Like... You know,
hey, right now, we just on the replay, we just saw the riders go down. Are you watching this?
I saw a little bit of that. I don't know if that was caused by spectators. It was during a sprint. This was the sprint yesterday. And it was not Vanderpool. It was yesterday, not today's, but yesterday. And those riders did go down. And, you know, to pick up on where Jackson left off, if I'm there on the course and I see that woman stick that sign out, yes, I'll go up to her and I'll say, get out of here! There, is that what you wanted me to do?
That was not necessary, Jay.
Well, you wanted me to be emotional, and that's how I feel about it. I'm sorry.
All right, Jay. So, any other events that you saw that got you emotional?
Well, I kind of felt. I don't know whether I think Jack Benson wanted to wrap the frame of a bicycle around a woman's head.
Yeah, he did.
I'd want to do that too. I'd want to take the frame of the bicycle and I'd want to just take it around her head.
All right, thanks a lot, Jay Santos and Jackson Armstrong. Both of you guys need doctors.
I really resent being put on the air as an expert in law enforcement to talk about a bicycle race, and you think that I belong in a padded cell in a soft room. I guess that's the same thing, right?
Yes.
I resent that.
I think, Jay, that was a bit of more of an outburst than we expected. But nonetheless, I understand how you feel. It's very emotional.
Well, but you asked me, and I'm telling you, when people break the law, yes, I get emotional.
Jay Santos, also emotional about the Tour de France. Thank you, Jay, and the best of luck.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, just, you know, good luck until we talk to you next time.
Good luck.
It doesn't mean anything, Jay. Thank you for being on.
Good luck.
Jay Santos, ladies and gentlemen, the Citizens Auxiliary Police here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Catch the Tour de France every day on the NBC Sports Network. What time? I could care less.
I hope you'd understand.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Tonight at 7, we have our chat, the BSP chat at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. 7 p.m. Pacific. And we're giving away another 4 shot glasses, so check it out.